He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 10th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. A little bit overcast San Diego here this morning, early this morning. We have got a sell-off taking place. Hey, what gives, Gunderson? We just hit the six-year anniversary yesterday of this bull market, and you said the bull market's still intact. Why is the market down then today? Well, over the last 6 years, the market's had many days like this, and it will have many more days like this. But I don't think that you can say that the bull market, the six-year-old bull market, ended yesterday and today's the beginning of the bear. There's not enough evidence to support that yet. Right now, we have the Dow down 186 points, basically giving up what we made yesterday. Easy come, easy go. We're at 17,808 on the Dow. Remember, we were at 6,500 6 years ago. The S&P 500 is down almost 20 points right now. That works out to about a percent drop here today. The S&P 500 is at 2,059. And yeah, I know, markets are much more fun when they're up. But, you know, sometimes adversity, sometimes sell-offs create opportunity. I'll be going through my database today looking for such opportunity. And if I find anything, I let my live trading audience know about it through my push notifications. The NASDAQ, taking it the hardest here, it's down 1.1%. It's down 54 points at 48.87. Crude oil hanging in there, 49.14. Gold, 11.67. The euro, new low, 12-year low, 107. And the 10-year yield, 2.12. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in the Wall Street of the West, in the same building as StockTwits, the same building as Morgan Stanley. Investors Business Daily has exposure in this building in downtown San Diego. And on the 19th floor out of 20 sits Gunderson Capital Management with our crew and our staff. And boy, do we have fun every day. We really do. We have a good time working together. They leave me alone during market hours to cogitate, to analyze, to observe, to think. There's the big one, to think. It takes quiet. It takes concentration to think. And when the market's open, until the market closes, that's what I am doing because I'm an active money manager. I'm not a guy that puts you into a unit investment trust and then revisits that trust 1 year from now. No, I'm not a guy that puts you into an asset allocation, then maybe tweaks it every quarter. I'm not a guy that puts you into indexes come hell or high water. No, that's not what I do. Everybody's different in my business. The vast majority of money managers in my industry, I would say, are one of the latter three that I just talked about. I'm a active money manager. I talked to a guy yesterday that's been around the San Diego broker or the San Diego investment scene for quite some time. He's been around since 2000, so I've been around. I got him by about 5 years, 6 years. We had two really big, well-known firms in San Diego, and they were polar opposites of each other. One was Nicholas Applegate, which was headquartered about two blocks from where I am right now, same street, Broadway, downtown San Diego. Nicholas Applegate had, I don't know how many billions under management. They were solely a momentum house. They bought stocks on relative performance. They got in on a lot of those hot IPOs back in 99 and 2000. Their results were breathtaking. They were eventually bought out at or near the top by Allianz, who also bought PIMCO. And when the momentum stocks came crashing down to earth, and I mean crash and burn, flaming, flame out, you know, their assets under management dropped dramatically. The momentum game was over. But there's still a lot to be said for relative strength and performance and momentum. At the other end of the spectrum here in San Diego, in fact, it was just a block from where my old firm used to be that I worked for, was Brandis. Brandis Capital Management. Brandis Investment Partners, I believe. I knew some traders there. Brandis was at the complete opposite. It was a Benjamin Graham house. It was a deep value house. They would hold stocks for years until the intrinsic value was finally realized. And I've seen in the recent years the money under management at Brandis drop dramatically. Now, how could that be? It's a value house. They're buying stocks that are intrinsically undervalued, and they're holding them till they reach their intrinsic value. The old Benjamin Graham, the Graham and Dodd method of security analysts, very similar to what Buffett does, only Buffett's a hybrid. You know, he's sitting on the boards of these companies. He's got his people basically overseeing the management of these companies. He's a hybrid. Brandis invested in deeply undervalued companies all around the world. When 08 came along, many of those stocks were absolutely trashed. Absolutely trashed. The Enrons of the world. The Lehman Brothers, the Bear Stearns, the Bank of Americas, the Fords, and on and on and on and on and on. The low PE stocks. And their money under management has gone down drastically. Two San Diego firms. And where do I sit? I sit at my desk here, nice surrounding. I sit right in the middle. I think that value investing has a lot of merit to it. But I think there's also some problems to it. And that is evidence, the fact that, you know, the money under management at Brandis has dropped dramatically. Because there's a lot of value traps. Many times stocks are cheap because there's issues with those stocks. They're troubled companies. They're the JCPenney's of the world. They're the BlackBerry's of the world. They're franchises that are troubled. And we've seen many of those stocks go bust over the years. Okay, but I like value. Don't get me wrong. You hear me every day when I feature a stock go through two main characteristics, value and performance. Now let's go down the street from me where Nicholas Applegate once sat. I believe they're still there. I'd have to ask. But I know their staff that used to work there has dwindled dramatically. They were pure momentum. They left value completely out of the equation. And Brandis Investment Partners completely left momentum and relative strength out of the equation. Their typical stock would be hitting new lows. Whereas Nicholas Applegate's typical stock would be hitting new highs, all right, okay? Complete polar opposites. One is holding their nose to valuations, and the other is holding their nose to momentum. Those two should have got together and merged at some point in time. If they could have combined the best of the valuation guys with the best of the momentum guys, maybe they'd be the biggest firm in San Diego today. But instead, both of them lost a lot of assets under management. And I've watched the different methodologies over the years. I've watched pure technicians. They ignore value and they ignore relative strength. Well, not really, because a chart does show relative strength. But they will tell you that everything I need to know about the stock is in the chart. Okay, is there anything wrong with combining all three of these disciplines, charts, momentum, valuation, and coming up with what I call best stocks now? Well, you can follow along every week on my show, every day. You can try out my app, which I invented, called Best Stocks Now, which brings value and momentum together into a nice chocolate and peanut butter type package that enhances each other. The chocolate brings out the peanut butter flavor, and the peanut butter brings out the chocolate flavor, and together I think they're better. Anyways, it comes down to, hey, I want to buy the stocks that are flourishing in today's marketplace and the stocks that still make sense from a value proposition. When they don't make sense from a value proposition anymore, my left eye starts to twitch. I start to get nervous. And as the market starts to get fully valued, I've got a little shorter leash on those stocks, and I'm starting to look for cheaper PEG ratios, cheaper PE ratios. So I adjust my accounts over time and my holdings. That's called active management. Am I buying and selling daily? No. I'm tending my garden. What did I dig up yesterday? We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. To me, and everybody's different in this game, this stock market game, to me, a best stock now is one that possesses those polar opposites, value over here, momentum over here, bringing them together into a nice package. They have to possess both, and they have to have a nice, healthy stock chart. And, you know, when I analyze, I have over 4,000 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, indexes in my database these days. It usually comes down to about the top 300 that really interest me. So that's less than, you know, the top 10%, maybe the top 7 or 8%. The A's, the A students, the top of the class, those are the ones that have performed over the years, that are flourishing today's marketplace and still make sense from a valuation proposition. Now, I talked last week, I believe I featured a stock that I found a long time ago when it was an organic juice company. A little company by the name of Hansen's Natural Soda. Well, now it's in the S&P 500. That's right. Because they changed their name along the way to Monster Beverage. Came up with something that had a little more kick than organic orange juice to it. Now, I have nothing against organic orange juice. I drink organic orange juice and other juices. I love juices. But there's something, I guess, about that Monster energy that organic orange juice just can't quite do. They're selling a lot of that stuff, and it's not cheap. Every year here in San Diego, we have some kind of event sponsored by Red Bull. I think last year it was a motorcycle jump. He jumped over the entrance to my harbor here, where I keep my little old stinky old fishing boat, and did a motorcycle jump. It was sponsored by Red Bull. It's all I know. Is the Red Bull owner's yacht arrived about a week before the event, and his yacht was bigger than most of the hotels downtown San Diego here. There's a lot of money in those energy drinks, and now Monster's in the S&P 500. Well, we have another success story to talk about today. Back on February 15th, 2011, in my book on page 136, 137. By the way, I sent out a whole lot of books here recently. I made a special offer. I'll send a book to anybody who wants one. That offer is over for now. Maybe I'll open it up again. We do have books for sale, on my website, or, we'll figure it out. If you're really dying for one, you give us a call. But anyways, on page 136, 137, I featured a little company by the name of Skyworks, SWKS, which is in Woburn, Massachusetts. In Woburn, Massachusetts. At the time I wrote about this little company, the market capitalization was $6.5 billion. It was a mid-cap stock. It got a Gunderson grade of A back at that point in time, and it was trading at $36 a share. And I wrote a little piece about it, about how they make a lot of the innards, a lot of the parts for our smartphones. They're a correlated play. They're a derivative play on Apple. And I suppose on Samsung. I'm not sure if their parts are in the Samsung phones or not. But this stock today has gone. And, of course, my target price back then in 2011 was $74 a share. Today the stock is hitting, the stock is hitting somewhere in the 90s. I know that. And I still own the stock. Skyworks is at $91.53. It was 36 when I wrote the book, and the news is that it's going into the S&P 500. That's a pretty big deal. To go from a $6.5 billion company to a $17.5 billion company in just 4 short years, and to now be added to the S&P 500, I gotta believe that maybe they're bringing in Willie Nelson for a party this Saturday back in Woburn, Massachusetts. Something the company ought to be celebrating. This was a $3 stock in 2008, and now it's a $90 stock. My hat is off. They've done a great job. and you could have found out about the stock in the Best Stocks Now book written in 2011. It was one of the 53 stocks that I featured at the time, and it's been a big, big success story since then. And now we know that it's being added to the S&P 500. Now, let's just go through the particulars in the few minutes we have before the break here to see if it's still a best stock now. Over the last 10 years, this stock has averaged 30% per year. Over the last 5 years, 42% per year. Over the last 3 years, 51% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 153%. So let's ask you momentum guys down the street, down at Nicholas Applegate, the Momentum House. Used to be one of the biggest management firms in San Diego. Does this meet your momentum criteria? It currently has a relative strength of 99 on a scale of 1 to 100. You can't get 100. 99 is the highest, 1 through 99. Obviously, it still meets those performance characteristics, doesn't it? How about the valuation? Well, it's not going to come in at Graham and Dodd numbers by any stretch of the imagination. But if you're a growth at a reasonable price kind of guy, a GARP investor, let's take a look at the particulars. It's trading at 92 right now. They're expected to make $5.54 next year. That's the earnings estimates. That's the expectations. $5.54 divided into 92, you come up with a forward PE of 16.6. That's about where the market's at. The market's even a little bit higher than that. So it's trading at about a market multiple, even though it's one of the top performing stocks of the decade. And as we look at the expected growth rate over the next 5 years, that checks in at 20.6%. Forward PE, 16.6. Growth rate, forward growth rate, 20.6. My PEG ratio, I don't use PEG ratios from the past. I use future numbers. My PEG ratio is 0.81. It's still trading at a 20% discount to its growth rate. Now, there's no guarantees that it will continue to go higher, but it meets the valuation criteria and it meets the momentum criteria. And out of 4,039 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, it currently comes in at number 39. The app currently ranks it as a strong buy, and I still own it here as a position here at Gunderson Capital Management. From my book in 2011, Best Stocks Now, a stock that I picked as one of the 53 to feature at that time, to a stock that now is entering into the S&P 500. It was just announced, much like Monster Beverage was last week. So I think there's something to adding together momentum and value and coming up with a nice, tidy little ranking, a nice, tidy little grade. No guarantees, but there's a couple of pretty good examples there. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we're going to have bad days in the market. What you're seeing, I talked about this in my newsletter over the weekend, which if you're not getting my weekly newsletter, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. Our website was down over the weekend. Can you believe this? I don't know. What happens? Technology, I'm telling you. It's always something. But it's back up, pwstreet.com. In the newsletter, I talked about a couple of phenomenon. The biggest one being almost a surety now that the Fed will hike interest rates. Well, why does that impact the market? Well, there's two components to that market valuation. The first part of the equation is earnings per share. What will the earnings per share of the S&P 500 be this year? Right now, it's somewhere between 127 and 130 are the estimates out there on the street. Well, that hasn't changed. Why is the market then having a few bad days here? When interest rates start to go up, which they haven't yet, but it's anticipated that they will, you see the multiple, the second part of the equation, contract. Most guys right now are using a multiple somewhere in the 6 to 18 area on those earnings to come up with target prices for this year on the S&P and for a target price next year on the S&P. And right now they're starting to sharpen their pencil just a little bit on the multiple. You're seeing multiple contraction, and that's causing a little bit of a bumpy ride in the market these days. What set off this panic all of a sudden that the Fed would hike interest rates? The consensus right now is June. The better-than-expected jobs report that came out last week. We created too many jobs. Now, this is one of those cases of good news is bad news in the market. The news was too good. And that will more than likely prompt the Fed to start hiking interest rates. We saw the biggest jump in interest rates in one day, that was last Friday, that we've seen in a long, long time. Because all of a sudden, bondholders are afraid that the interest rates on their bonds are going to go up, and that therefore that created a massive sell-off in the bond market. And also you saw multiple contraction in the stock market pricing in that interest rate hike, which I think has probably already been priced in. I mean, everybody. There's a lot of people that were hoping that the Fed would hold off till next year, and they still might. But it looks like, as of now, that the Fed will hike interest rates. Will that kill the economy? For heaven's sakes, we're only growing by 2 to 3%. You mean you really need to hike interest rates? There's no signs of inflation. Well, it would probably be a precautionary move just to ensure that this roaring economy, which I don't really believe it is, but it's doing good enough, doesn't get too hot, right? And that inflation doesn't get out of hand. Because one of the pressures on inflation is all of a sudden the job market becomes tight. Right? Wages start to go up. If you're a worker, you're hoping for a tight job market. And if you're an investor in companies and in the stock market, a tight job market means they got to pay their help more. That means that the earnings on the bottom line of the corporation goes down, and that means that the multiple generally contracts a little bit in the market. Interest rates impact the multiple. So there's going to be bumpy rides from time to time. But as we went through the big picture of the market, as we hit the six-year anniversary of a bull that's gone from 665 to 2100 on the S&P, and from 6,500 to 18,000 some odd on the Dow, that's a long move. That's a bull that's been raging for 6 years now. And as we went through the particulars this weekend, this past weekend in the newsletter, read through it, get it at pwstreet.com, we once again determined that the bull market is still intact. But it won't last forever. And there's another thing that's different about Gunderson Capital Management. We're not a pure value house. We're not a pure momentum house. We're in the middle. That makes us very unique. We're not an asset allocation house. We're not an index. We're not an annuity sales house. We're active managers. I do not believe in being invested in the market 100% of the time. There are times, even though I've been invested in it for the last 6 years, I'm not going to ride, unless it happens overnight, I'm not going to ride the market down 40%, 50%. The last bear market was 53%. No, I sit it out. I look for those warning signs. The biggest event that will take place to take us into the next bear market will be a recession. And so far, there aren't any signs that we're entering into that recession yet. So we're also a house here that doesn't believe in being invested. We're a market timing house. And I go through the particulars every single week in my show and in my newsletter of where we're at in this six-year bull, and where we're at in this six-year expansion, and where we're at with monetary policy, where we're at with the jobs picture, with interest rates, with the global economy, because that all plays into it. And at some point in time, I will move one stock at a time to the sidelines and not buy anything in its place. And if things start to fall apart, we'll be raising a whole lot of cash here at Gunderson Capital Management and waiting for a better day. That also sets us apart from most other brokerage houses around the country. Everybody does things differently, and I'm just explaining how we do things here. Anyways, let's talk about another chip stock, a best stock now right now. That's a $7.94 stock. Can it be the next Skyworks? I don't know. Let's just say it has some very good characteristics right now. It is a $12.5 billion company. It is a large cap company. It's headquartered in Taiwan. They are a provider of advanced substrate, lead frame based IC packaging, IC testing, and contract manufacturing services. Well, you know, they're not as high tech as Skyworks. They're a little bit lower down the food chain, but they've been a very good stock over the years. This was a $1 stock in 2009 at the bottom of the recession, and now it's an $8 stock. That's a pretty good move. And in fact, that translates over the last 10 years to an average return of 13%. But that's more than double what the market's done, 5.6. But it's really picked up steam here recently. The name of the company is Advanced Semiconductor Engineering. ASX is the symbol. On the New York Stock Exchange, not a recommendation, but I'm using it as an example here to teach this methodology of combining value with momentum. Over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 17% per year, actually 16.6, well, the market's averaged 12.8. But as I said, the stock is really picking up steam here recently. Over the last 3 years, ASX has delivered 22% per year, market 14.9. And over the last 12 months, this is the one that really makes my eyeballs pop out. The stock is up 52.8% while the market's up 10.7. It currently gets a momentum grade of A and a performance grade of B+. And on a scale of 1 to 99, it gets a 92 relative strength. So the guys at the momentum houses, the momentum investors, ought to be fairly happy with the momentum characteristics. Also, as we look at a chart of a stock, we see that's hitting new highs today, even in kind of a crappy market here today. Now, let's take a look at the valuation. The stock is currently trading at 13.6 times forward earnings. That's a huge discount to the overall market. It's expected to grow by 20% per year. 13 is less than 20. It's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. That's all you have to do is look at the ratio. I have a hybrid PEG ratio that I use. It's based on forward earnings and forward growth estimates. My PEG ratio is 0.68. It's less than 1. It meets my valuation criteria. Out of 4,039 stocks that I rank daily, that includes mutual funds, indexes, ETFs, inverse funds, etc., it comes in at number 196. And it is a stock that I own. It's not a recommendation, but it's one that we own here. I believe in the moderate growth account, maybe in the aggressive one, at Gunderson Capital Management. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about a lot here so far today. We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of territory in our search for those warm currents that are carrying those biggest schools of trophy fish out there in the ocean. And we continue to combine value with momentum. And, of course, you have to know the big picture of the market, because it doesn't matter how undervalued a stock is or how good the momentum is if the market starts to fall apart and if the economy starts to fall apart. So all of these have to be taken into account in our daily trip, our daily visit, and our daily ride through the market. Personally, I like bringing together the best of both worlds, the value and momentum world, and then throw in a little technical analysis on top of that. We talked about Skyworks, which was in my book back in 2011, at about one-third the price that it is today, and the fact that it's now being added to the S&P 500, and how it still today possesses the value and momentum combination that I highly prize here at Gunderson Capital Management. We talked about another little chip stock out of Taiwan that's only $7.84, and how it currently possesses those value and momentum characteristics. I want to talk a little bit about two more subjects here in the last part of the show. Apple had their big announcement this week about their watch, about their new slim notebook, about HBO, their new deal with HBO on Apple TV. And everybody wants to know, well, does this make Apple a buy here? Well, I already own Apple, and I've owned it a long time. I was one of the 53 stocks I featured in my book in 2011. At the time, Apple was about a $50 stock, split adjusted, and today it's a $125 stock. So it's more than doubled since then, and I still own Apple. It still has those value and momentum characteristics. Not as much as it did back then, but it still does. Now, what do these new products mean for Apple? You know what it comes down to? Just keep it simple. Right now, the earnings estimates for Apple for next year are $9.22. Write that down somewhere if you're an Apple owner of the stock. $9.22. And watch over the next week, next month, next 2 months, when they release the watch and what kind of reception it gets, and see if it budges, if it moves that $9.22 estimate. That's all that matters. Are expectations higher now? Are they lower? That will be reflected in that $9.22 per share. That's really how you measure how well something is received or how well it's doing. It all comes down, will it impact their bottom line earnings per share? So $9.22 is where Apple is at right now. Those are the expectations for 2016. Let's keep our eye on that and see if that number goes higher, lower, or stays about the same. If it stays about the same, then the market and the analysts are telling you that these new products will have very little impact on their bottom line. If, however, 6 months from now we're up to 978 or something like that, then they're having a 50-cent impact, and that would equal to about $10 per share in expectation and target price going higher. So it all comes down to how does it impact the bottom line. Just keep it simple. And the other thing, I had a discussion yesterday, and this subject comes up a lot. There's a lot of people, investors out there, they have their money invested with somebody they know, and they've had a long-term relationship with that somebody they know. And it's very difficult to, look, I know, it's very difficult to break that relationship in any way whatsoever. But, you know, on the bottom line is, and you know what the bottom line is how has, it's your money, it's your retirement, it's the work that you've done over the years to accumulate that money. I don't think friendship is the best criteria for choosing a money manager. Now, if you have friendship and they're doing a good job, and they're making you money, and you feel like they can handle the next bear market that comes along. You know, I have a problem with people that are just kind of getting into the business. Yeah, I've kind of been through a few battles, a few wars in my life. I've seen the tech crash of 2000. I've seen the financial collapse, near financial collapse of 2007-2008. Out of that came my app, my Best Stocks Now app, which gives me a lot of warning signals of things starting to go south. And I wonder if your people, if you're comfortable that your guy or gal or you or whoever's managing your money is battle tested during the next bear market, because the last thing you want to do is ride down 40, 50, 60%, and it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. It's happened three or four times in my lifetime, or just in my lifetime in the market. And it's happened many, many, many more times during my lifetime. So those are the questions you have to ask yourself. One suggestion I would make, I don't think I would have all my money with any one money manager. I think I would spread it around a little bit and compare how they do one against another. Maybe I don't do as good as your guy. Maybe your guy's doing better. Maybe you're doing better. I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with the little competition. You know, I watch these spring training games. We have a couple of guys that are really duking it out for a couple of spots on that Padres starting lineup. We have a battle going on at third base. We have a battle going on for center field starting. And a little competition is good. And in the end, they're going to pick the one that they think is going to do the best job. So that's just my advice. It's not a good reason to keep all your money with someone because they're a friend. You know what? In the end, it's your money. It's the money you worked hard for. You want to be protected when things come along. Are they battle tested? Blah, 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 all this and that. So anyways, you know what I'm talking about. If you would like to talk to us about managing a portion of your money, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST, or just start with the newsletter, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.